KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails. Today we are looking at bike-friendly businesses, possibly even bike-friendly business districts. And joining us this morning via telephone, we've got Melanie Williams of Bikes There. We also have Melanie Bittenhausen, Outreach Director of North Coast Co-op. And, of course, Emily Sinkhorn. Good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning indeed. Good morning. And Melanie Bittenhausen, thanks for joining us at the last second. Do appreciate that.
No problem.
Got in there under the wire. All righty.
Jumped off my bike to be here.
Wow. Fantastic. Fantastic. All righty. So, I guess I can't just say Melanie, because that'll be confusing. Melanie W. We'll do that. What are bike-friendly businesses?
Well, bike-friendly businesses are any business. It could be anybody who really encourages their employees, customers, clients to bike to their place of work. So if you're trying to get more shoppers to come to your stores, the North Coast Co-op certainly is, you can create bike-friendly parking. If you're trying to get more employees, as the co-op did a wonderful program trying to create more bike parking for their employees to encourage them and incentivize actually biking to your business or to the place where you work or the place where you shop. It's anybody who's really encouraging the bike as transportation, recreation, exercise, really seeing it as something more than a toy.
All right. And Melanie B., how has that affected business at the co-op?
How has it affected business? Well, I think we have happier, healthier employees.
And that's good.
People are attracted to that, and we make it possible for our customers to ride to the store also. Still working on the parking in that situation, but we definitely want people to feel like that biking is the easy choice, as Melanie often says.
Absolutely. And, I mean, the reality is that, you know, most of our trips around town are fairly short little hops and can easily be done on a bike as long as the town is designed as bike friendly, right?
Absolutely. You know, Cliff, most trips that most of us take are 2 miles or less, and we even say for school children that's a distance they can ride. And I think here on the North Coast, as you know from kind of nasty, dangerous personal experience, it can be intimidating to go from town to town, but a lot of our towns could be really, really bike friendly. So.
And kudos to Eureka for you know, doing a very good job on improving the bike lanes and bike friendliness throughout the town. Obviously, there is still plenty of room for improvement, but it's certainly moving in the right direction.
Absolutely, you know, the Transportation Safety Committee right there in the town of Eureka is working really hard. They'll be putting in an application to the League of American Bicyclists to, for the first time, try to get designated as a bicycle-friendly city. And that's a pretty extensive audit, and it's also well done from the point of view of the league, because a city that applies then gets feedback about what they're doing well and how they could improve from professionals in the field. So the city of Eureka is in that process right now of applying. They'll probably, through the council, apply in June.
And that's pretty darn exciting. Just the fact that they're moving in that direction, it shows seriousness and commitment towards it.
Absolutely, the city of Eureka sponsors Bike to Work Day. They just had that at the gazebo last week for the Eureka Bike to Work Day. They've got, as you say, efforts to build mountain biking trails. They've got the BMX course. They're doing a lot with bike lanes. They're really beginning to fully understand what the potential for Eureka is from a bike perspective.
Absolutely. And I know in talking with city officials, they are aware that the city also has a problem with pedestrian safety and are actively looking at different ways to address that. We had them on the air just a couple of weeks ago following that tragic intersection at S and Booner accident. And there have been so many of them that they've been looking at what can be done to improve pedestrian safety, and of course pedestrian safety is improved, bicycle safety is improved also at the same time.
Absolutely, and smarter, more conscientious road sharing is what we all need to do. So
yep.
whether you're walking, biking, or driving a vehicle, all of which most of us do from time to time, we really just need to slow down and pay attention, because that's what's going to keep all of us safe.
Absolutely. And one thing that we talked about with regard to that is that it's an interesting effect that the more people who are out on the road on bikes, it generally improves the safety, because there is just, it's such a commonplace thing to see cyclists on the road that motorists are not caught unaware that they're there.
Emily's got some good stats on how that's actually been documented in the last 10 years.
Yeah, there's, you know, a lot of, I know I definitely hear a lot of folks say, oh, well, you know, back when I was a kid, we always cycled more and we walked to school or were able to cycle to school, you know, much more frequently. But the statistics really show that in the past 10, 11 years, there really has been a growth across the country in bike commuting. So across all the United States, bike commuting has been up about 47%.
Wow.
In the past 11 years. And those statistics also are really telling when you look at, okay, what is the increase of bicycle commuting in bicycle-friendly communities? And, you know, the city of Arcata is one. They're at a silver level, according to the League of American Bicyclists. But 80%, they've seen the increase of 80% of bike commuting in bicycle-friendly communities versus about 32% in non-bicycle-friendly communities. So what this shows is really we are making progress, and we are making progress in sort of the policies and programs and infrastructure that really are supportive for bicycling being an easy and safe choice. And you know, that's not only at the municipality, you know, level, but it's also with businesses as well. And so I just want to ask Melanie Bettenhausen how employee bicycle parking became a key issue to address, and how that was addressed and the impact that it has had.
Well, really, we've always had a large number of people who wanted to ride their bikes, I think, comparatively. And in one year, we decided that employees could no longer ride the, take, you know, wheel their bikes across the sales floor when they came to work, because it was a hazard to customers and things like that. So that really impacted how easy bike parking was for them. And so we had to build a bike parking structure, and we managed to do that in our Eureka store. But before we could do that in Arcata, the economic downturn hit, and that has definitely an impact on what you're able to do in terms of bike parking. And then we were notified that the Plaza Point building right across from our Arcata store was going to be built, and that was where we were previously had car parking for employees. So we needed more people to ride their bikes because there would be less car parking, but we didn't have enough bike parking for the employees already, so we had to go about improving that situation. And we have managed to create dedicated bike parking for employees. It's easy and safe and secure. And I think that what we have seen is the number of bicycles just keep increasing in that bike parking space.
Wonderful. And Melanie Williams, we were talking a little bit before we hit air about bike-friendly business districts, areas that that have whole areas that have gone bike-friendly.
Absolutely, Cliff. And Co-op is the kind of place that lends itself to being an anchor in one of these business districts. For me, the most exciting example right now that gives us some ideas for here in Arcata is Long Beach. I had a chance to be at a conference down there in September. And what Long Beach did is they just put their minds to it, and they said, we want to be the most bicycle-friendly place in the United States. And now they've got their city officials and electeds and community members on board, and they're just going gangbusters. So they had a $72,000 grant from the Los Angeles County Department of Health, and they came up with a really cool program where, rather than just saying we're working in Long Beach, they really designated particular neighborhoods. And we could do that easily here on the North Coast as well. So, for example, in Arcata, you have Valley West and the downtown area and Sunny Bray. You have those kinds of neighborhoods in Eureka and other North Coast towns. And what they did is they gave each district, each business district, a cargo bike. You know, one of those great big sit-up tall bikes like you might imagine the Good Humor Man on. And each district put their own business logo on that and used that bike in that business district to do whatever they wanted to. So one group did graffiti abatement, one put in the pooper scooper tools so they could go out and keep their streets nice. Others developed their product with it. They did whatever they could to get that bike out and about. They also gave each district 4 conventional commuter bikes, helmets, baskets, locks, and lights, and got biking going in these areas. Something that's really cool that they did is they have 160 businesses now throughout Long Beach that have a decal that they put in their shop window that says Bicycle Saturday. And if you get there, buy bike on a Saturday, you get a 10% discount on whatever product that place sells. And so they're seeing, as they lay down the infrastructure, they put down a lot of green paint and sheros, and they put up a lot of signs about how to comport yourself on a bike. Don't ride on the sidewalk. Go make sure you're riding the correct direction with traffic. They're just building this whole bike culture. And so these districts are just seeing a massive increase in the bottom line. And that's what businesses have to be first and foremost about. And so the coolest thing we did is we took a little ride to this place called Lola's Restaurant. And it's a Mexican restaurant right there in the retro district of Long Beach. And they gave up a couple of parking places, put out a couple of additional tables for this restaurant, and they're keeping track on the cash register of how many meals are served in those additional tables. And in a 6-month period of time, they found that they needed 4 new staff at that restaurant.
Wow.
And so just by giving up a little car parking, putting out a couple of tables in this parklet, increasing bike parking, they've got a 10% increase in business, and they've hired 4 new staff at this restaurant. And I think that's potential we could tap into here on the North Coast.
Absolutely. Nothing says let's move in this direction like an increase to the bottom line. I mean, it's good to be altruistic and say, yeah, we're going to do this for the good of the community. But when it improves the bottom line, it's a no-brainer.
Well, absolutely. And North Coast Tourism, we probably see, I don't know the exact number, maybe Emily does, but I bet we see between March and October 1,000 cyclo tourists going mostly down the coast from mm-hmm. Seattle. That's a group of people who are going through anyway. And if we can slow them down to enjoy our communities and spend some money in our towns, that's just better. They'll have a better experience, a better sense of the North Coast. They'll send their friends and relatives, and our businesses will profit as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good point. It's always good to have examples of other communities doing things that we don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Exactly, so to speak.
Yeah, so to speak.
Here in Arcata, Cliff, one of the cool things that we're doing, and I hope that some of it will hit the ground this summer, is we're looking at developing some of the first bike boulevards here on the North Coast. So
explain what a bike boulevard is.
A bike boulevard is a street that preferences travel by bicycle or by foot. And so it's a street where traffic is calm through a variety of measures, but it also usually services destinations. So as we're talking about building bicycle-friendly business districts, we're looking here in Arcata at using I Street and 10th Street. So if you can imagine, I Street in Arcata is the one with the bagel shop and Wildwood Music.
Sure.
Some of those restaurants that people frequent, Scoops, etc. Slowing that street down, inviting bicycle travel onto that street, creating destinations, putting out tables, and just really creating a place where people want to slow down and spend money and meet up with their friends, really have a destination for a cycle.
Now, you're not saying actually closing it to motorized traffic.
Cars are welcome, but what you do is you try to bring to their full attention as motorists that if you're in a hurry, this is the street to use.
Got it.
If you want to hang out with cyclists and you needed your vehicle today, well, slow down your vehicle, park it, get out, and enjoy what's here to be enjoyed.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that our communities are small. Even the largest city in all of Humboldt County, Eureka, the county seat, is tiny. I mean, it's, 5 miles across.
Right.
So, slowing things down a little bit, isn't going to impact your life very much. We're talking a few minutes at best.
Right. And you're also trying in these bicycle-friendly districts, and by creating bike boulevards that pass through them, you're trying to create an atmosphere which is one where people do want to hang out. They want to frequent the businesses. They feel like they can lock their bike safely. It probably has covered bike parking in some of these better developed districts. It's a place where you can easily access whatever you need and haul it away by bicycle. So here in Arcata, if we can use I and 10th as these bicycle boulevards, it allows you to get up and down north and south through town and east and west through town on a street that has you in mind as a cyclist and as the businesses in mind as bringing people to locations that are a destination. You're not trying to put bicycles only on streets where there's nothing going on.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All righty. Exciting stuff. And Emily, I know this is Bike Month, of course. Are there any things that we need to know about?
Well, there was a successful bike to work in Eureka last Thursday. And even though it was actually raining on that day, we had a lot of people come through the co-op morning energizer station in the morning. And we had probably about over 60 people at the gazebo for the Bike to Work Day rally at noon. And also really want to thank Eureka Natural Foods for providing snacks for that rally. And really, Bike Month, it still is Bike Month, even though a lot of the main events have been successful and come and gone. We have the Kinetic Race coming up, which how much more kind of bike-tastic can you get than Kinetic Race?
So, it's all people-powered.
Yeah, so really, Bike Month has all just been leading up to that, it seems. And just with another update that we have been talking about the 101 safety corridor project,
yes,
that Caltrans has been working on and has been will soon be submitting their kind of permits to the Coastal Commission. And the hearing, there was a big kind of community dialogue about when the hearing would be and. The project is not on the Coastal Commission agenda for this month that was down in Marin County. So likely it will be happening in September here in Eureka.
Wonderful. Good to know.
That is, we have yet to get the final word, but that's looking what it might be.
Good. Well, I know that Caltrans is anxious to turn the safety corridor back into freeway. And I would say I support that as long as a bike path is part of the whole scheme of it, because right now with the safety corridor, it has helped with bike safety through that area. I would hate to see it just revert to 65 miles an hour without any improvements for bike safety.
Cliff, on that, we've got a couple of, Emily was saying Bike Month goes on, and in addition to all the fun of 4 days of Kinetic, there are also some great things coming up for families with children. So at Lolita's Elementary School on June 1st, there's a bicycle rodeo where kids can get a safety check, a free helmet, and a free lunch in addition to riding the skills course. A similar event will be on the 15th of June at the Jefferson Community Center. And then on the 8th, per your sense that it's really nice to ride on a dedicated trail, we're doing a Kidical Mass Ride, so family ride for children and their families on the Hammond Trail.
Wonderful.
At 10 o'clock on the 8th starting at Hiller Park. So people who want to check that out can check Humboldt Kidical Mass, as in children. And the rodeos are free and open to folks. They include lunch, helmets, tune-ups. It's really a lot of fun for the kids.
Excellent.
Thank you.
I could add that, sometimes people don't even have bikes, so they're not riding bikes, and we're giving away 2 commuter bikes this month so that anyone can enter during the month of May, and we've partnered with Revolution Bicycles to give those bikes away, and they do come with helmets.
Excellent.
Yay.
Good job. All righty. Well, we're pretty much out of time, but I want to remind folks that with Kinetics coming up, I will be... I won't be actually in studio on Tuesday. I'll be taking that day and recuperating after 3 days of Kinetic. So Happy Trails will take 1 week off, but we'll be back, of course, the following week. And, of course, Kinetics will be coming live over the airwaves of KHUM all Memorial Day weekend long. And Melanie Bittenhouse, while you're with us, I want to thank the North Coast Co-op for sponsoring our coverage of Kinetics all weekend long. So
be fun.
Good timing to have you on. All righty. And this conversation on Happy Trails and all conversations on Happy Trails are podcasts, and you can find them conveniently located at khum.com and at iTunes. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.